Castology.
Hello and welcome to another Castology episode. We are your castologists here to recommend and review podcasts for you to enjoy. I'm Zane C. Weber here with my fellow castologists.
Liz Best.
Patrick Shearer.
Professional.
Very professional. Yeah. Congratulations. How's everyone feeling?
I was listening to my voice demo today. It got me in a professional mood.
Ooh.
Oh, so you're going to be very like professional and down the line today.
Yeah, I'm as thinking about using like a serious whisper.
Yeah, no. Okay. No.
A serious whisper.
It sounds like it should be some whisper. Kind of like wanky 80s album title.
ASMR podcast?
No. Hey, we should start an ASMR podcast.
For those of you who aren't part of the TNC network, it is an ongoing joke that everyone who sits in front of a microphone decides that an ASMR podcast would be great because they have a microphone that they can whisper and make mouth sounds into.
Mouth sound sounds gross.
Unfortunately, the only one who can actually listen to it is me because I have the headphones on. Mm-hmm. So last week, we recommended a few podcasts. Liz, you recommended I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend.
Yes, I did.
Patrick, hashtag We The People.
That's right.
We The People Live, I believe it's called.
That's right.
Yeah.
The only Australian podcast in my repertoire.
So it was
a very special episode for me.
And I recommended Spontanea Nation to fill all of your thrilling adventure hour withdrawals.
I was like, where are you going with that sentence to fill our
So which ones do we want to talk about first?
Let's go with hashtag We The People Live because I feel like that's the
Patrick.
Most different from yours.
Yeah, yep.
Because I want to, well, yeah, you guys go ahead.
Different from ours, very Patrick though.
Yeah.
Very Patrick. Yeah. Anybody who has already found themselves aligned with Patrick's podcasts will be like, yes.
Okay,
please.
Here's another one. Same shit.
No. So I listened to the first episode one was the Dr. Carl one. So it was like a live yeah. with an audience. And I really enjoyed it because I love proving idiots wrong with science, mm-hmm. basically. So I found it really personally fulfilling and satisfying. I quite like it. It's kind of like the podcast when I was listening to it, to me, feels like it's a food for your brain podcast. Like it's not particularly the episodes I listened to weren't particularly like opinionated, or it was just kind of learning good things in an entertaining, laid-back manner.
Yeah.
And I dig that. And I dig Dr. Carl because, again,
who doesn't dig Dr. Carl?
Right? So he was talking all about looking back at the science of why all the 9/11 conspiracy theories are a pile of shit. And I was sitting in the car going, yes, tell me why all these conspiracy theories are shit.
And I was just sitting there white-knuckling and grinding my teeth, being like, they got to Dr. Carl too.
Yeah, well, there's another episode that I listened to that was a bit I felt like the host was being a bit deliberately provocational. It was like a very Me Too episode, and he was talking to somebody who whose job it was to she like works within the police force to I can't remember what she did, but she's official, and she was official at judging. They were talking about where the line of morality is in terms of deciding who, like Aziz Ansari versus Harvey yeah. Weinstein. And I felt like he was being a bit deliberately provocational.
That's his job. He's a journalist.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a journalist and I am not deliberately provocational.
That's sort of how he got on the map, I think, because he used to be, for HuffPost Live. And then do you remember the hashtag cancel Colbert thing?
Yes.
Where Colbert made a satirical joke about an organization that was racist towards Chinese people or something. And then this woman named Sui Park was trying to get him canceled because I don't think she fully understand what he was actually trying to do. Josh Zepp was interviewing her on HuffPost Live and basically called her out for it. And then he kind of, I don't know, left Huffington Post after that because they weren't necessarily aligned with him in calling her out. But a lot of other people were like, yeah, that was the right thing to do because that woman was being stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of the times I felt like I was like, yes, I'm totally with you. And other times I'm like, are you apologizing for sexual assault? I'm not quite sure what's happening here. So slightly controversial in that episode, but I quite liked it. It's definitely a food for your brain kind of podcast discussing, you know, water cooler issues in the world.
Yeah, I listened to episode 139, as was suggested, which is the United States undemocratic?
Yes.
So that was with the professor, the Wisconsin professor, Harvey Kay.
Mm-hmm.
The content was very interesting, and I just found the delivery a little lacking. I'm not sure. I think he does say it's live, so obviously he doesn't edit it or cut it much. But I really felt like either he or the professor wasn't prepped for this particular interview. So it did, like, there are a couple of times when he kind of went away from the mic to kind of look something up and then came back to the mic. Again, this is the kind of podcast that I like to listen to. So I have subscribed.
Heyo.
But we all know, Patrick, that I'm the easy one and you're the difficult one.
I'm still surprised with when listening back on our older episodes where you're like, I loved this podcast, loved it. Haven't subscribed though. I'm like, what?
Because I want to
fill
my head with what I deem as pertinent information. And as much as I enjoy a lot of the podcasts that you recommend, the true crime stories, I'm like, I don't want to fill my head with true crime because it's just going to make me paranoid.
No, but like.
And a murderer.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, it's a. I am interested in this podcast. I am going to listen to it more. I've only listened to a couple of episodes. And that's kind of the feel I get. Like, it could do with a little bit more prep work and direction.
And
in the
think that's
interview.
Where they succeeded with the Dr. Carl episode because it was live and you got that very immediate audience feedback. Like you can hear clapping and
also
laughing.
Dr.
And
Carl is a consummate interviewee.
Yeah, he doesn't need prep. Yeah. He's just a wealth of knowledge.
And he's been doing broadcasting for years.
I had they were asking him questions on all this random stuff and he was able to pull.
He'd be
my
so
favorite
good at Trivial Pursuit.
There was, oh God, I want him on my team. Thank you very much. But there was one where this 10-year-old kid stands up and goes, anyway, so I have a thing. Like, I quite like poison. It's my thing. And I just want to know what your favorite poison is. And he's just coming up with all these, you know, here's a poison. And I'm like, maybe not good information to tell a 10-year-old.
Laudanum. Laudanum's my favorite poison.
Well, cyanide was the 10-year-old's favorite poison.
Of course it is, because it's something that they can make.
And Dr. Carl was like, pretty much anything that would send me off in a nice
laudanum.
You know.
Yeah, I can't remember what his favorite poison was. Did he have one specifically?
No, I think he was avoiding saying that he had one because he didn't want to be like, here's my favorite horrible thing.
And here's how to make it.
But then he was talking about, and then Josh was like, okay, so if you didn't want someone to go off in a nice and calm, peaceful way, what would your poison be then? So then he started talking about like tetanus and Botox and, you know, all the horrible ones that have your muscles freeze up and, you know, you just die encased in your own body.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
Anyway, so I think that's a pretty unanimous yes from us.
Yeah, it's a yes from me depending on who the guest is. It's another one where I'd like curation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they do a good job of curating the content. I'm just a little iffy on like guiding the interview because, like you said, I think he kind of goes for the flamboyant answer.
Yeah,
he tries to get something from them rather than going like digging deep on an issue.
Yeah, he wants the outrageous. He wants to be provocative. Yeah, you can tell he's worked on tabloids before.
All right, well, let's go to Liz's recommendation, which was I secretly recorded my boyfriend.
Yes, I have never done that, but the number of times that I have said I wish to God I had recorded you so that I could play it back for you and you could realize what an idiot you've been.
Like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, yeah.
or one of those plethora of Twitter accounts is like shit my dad says.
Yes, exactly.
An old man tweets
or
burb tweets.
So what do you guys think?
I love this one.
Yeah.
It was a nice holiday from true crime, as much as I enjoy some of those true crime things.
Understandable.
This was the funniest thing. Yeah. Well, definitely the funniest thing you've recommended to me, Liz. I enjoyed this immensely. I listened to about 6 episodes in a row.
Ooh, nice.
I even wrote down some of my favorite phrases.
Because these people are from Birmingham, so they've got very thick Brummy accents and also Brummy sayings, I guess. What are your favorites?
My favorites are donkey's wallop, which is another term for wanker, I believe.
Yeah, donkey walloper. Yeah.
A gnat's cock.
Yeah.
Which is like a bee's dick. We would say a bee's dick here. And then he gave a few other versions of a gnat's cock, like a minge's whisker. Also catching a fairy, which is where you trump in your hand and release it in someone's face. So I never really, I didn't know they called farts trumps, which I thought was pretty funny too.
That's pretty accurate now.
Yeah. So catching a fairy was a fun one. We've all done it, but I just didn't know what it was called.
Have we all done it?
I've definitely done it. I can't remember. You think we used to have a name for it. I can't remember it now though.
Sounds like a boy thing to do.
Definitely a boy thing to do. Yeah. And then boob holder, which is just bra.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
In the accent, it would be. Yeah. So the thing I like about this one is that it's something that everyone who's been in a relationship has secretly wanted to do because whether it's either proving to their partner that they said something that they didn't say, like I quite like the one where he was like, I never interrupt you when you're watching your shows. And then that was completely the wrong accent, by the way. And then 2 seconds later, she's like, wouldn't it be terrible if you had a girlfriend who was recording all of your things and recorded you talking through her show? So what do you think, Zane?
This is a no for me. I don't like it. Firstly, the problem that if she is actually secretly recording him and that whole thing, but even if he's consented and it's just part of the gimmick that she's doing it and he's in on it, these kind of shows, and this isn't the first one, Ricky Gervais used to have a show where he and another person basically got someone in who knew nothing about anything and just basically wound him up and then made fun of him. And that style of thing where it's kind of all at someone else's expense.
Well, now I feel bad for laughing at it.
But that, no, it's totally fine because I believe that he is in on it.
He'd have to be. Like the number of times that they go, oh, we've done this and we've done that.
I think Carl Pilkington's meant to be in on it as well.
Oh, he definitely is, but it's still like he's not acting like that. That is just still him. Yeah. He can just take the abuse. And it's just something that I really cringe away from.
Right.
And that's a personal thing for me because I in that situation, I wouldn't want to be either part of that equation, the person being picked on or the person picking on them. And like if it is consensual, like he knows about it and they're in on it and it's all just for the show, then that's perfectly fine. But it's not something that I would choose to listen to. Except if I was trying to learn their accent, because it is a great accent.
Yes.
And that's how I learn accents is I find podcasts from the area that I want to.
It's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
Have you not done that before?
No, I haven't done that.
See, I can't do Scottish, but I would if you've got any Scottish podcasts.
I've been trying to learn an Irish accent and I've been using David O'Doherty from, he does a lot of 8 out of 10 Cats, does Countdown.
There's a couple of great Irish history/true crime podcasts. More
true crime, you say?
They are more history, like specific cities, and they have some great accents because I've tried to learn Irish before as well.
If you haven't figured it out and you don't remember that we've said it before, we're all actors. So we don't just go around learning accents for fun as it is. Well, yeah, true. Because half the reason I got into acting is because I was good at impersonating other people. I can copy people.
Well, that's the only reason I enjoyed baseball is listening to all the different American accents that I was surrounded by when I went to see baseball.
Oh, wow. So like at an actual game, you heard all these different.
Yeah. Well, there was Queens, there was Brooklyn, and then there was someone from deep, deep south.
The city of
us.
New York is literally more diverse than the country of Australia when it comes to accents.
Yeah, I've just been watching a lot of Russian Doll, the new Netflix, and listening to the way that Natasha Lyonne says the word cockroach. Like she's, I want to learn her accent. Anyway, that's a big tangent.
Yeah, accents. I want to do Viggo Mortensen in Green Book now.
I have not seen that yet.
It's a good accent.
It's good. It's a fun accent. Mm.
Did you find yourself when you were listening? Because when I first listened to this podcast, I found myself saying the things that they were saying afterwards to try and kind of get the accent stuck in my head.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah,
just pick a little short phrase that they're doing and just go over it and over it.
Now that we've had this conversation, I'm going to add a podcast onto my list.
With accent?
An amazing accent. An accent that I cannot duplicate.
Oh, challenge accepted.
Yeah, so I will put that on. It'll be in a few weeks because my schedule is packed.
And then we'll all come back and make an attempt at it.
And do an entire podcast in that shitty accent that we try to do.
Good. That'll be great listening. So any final words on I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend?
So it's a no for Zane.
It's a no for Zane.
And a hell yes, a yes for Patrick. For but not subscribe?
No, probably not a subscription. I'll just listen to a few here and there.
God damn it.
It's good, you get
it's good edible bite size.
Yeah. I think
it is short.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is good for what it is.
Yes.
And so what did you think of my recommendation? Spontanea Nation, Paul F. Tompkins.
I can finally say Spontanea Nation after hearing them say it so many times. I could not say it last week. Well. I was like, spontanea. No.
You think saying it's hard? You should try spelling it several times.
No, thank you, please. So I'm at the point now where I think I could listen to Paul F. Tompkins say anything and still be utterly entranced. So this was a big yes from me. Even when he was talking absolute shit at the start and some of them I'm like, what you are saying makes no sense and I still love it because you're you, your voice is lovely. Want to marry you, don't care that you're already married, the end.
There are a few improv podcasts out there that follow this same style of like monologue at the start, then interview, then whatever improv they're doing. But Paul F. Tompkins does have this very specific ability to talk at length with nothing to start with. Just like he's just off the top of his head, just monologuing.
And like usually gets to somewhere funny.
Yeah.
Like often. You know. So the episodes that I listened to one with Jamila Jamil from The Good Place because I went and flicked through people that I liked. And it's quite funny because she was very late and the other two people who normally only come in as the improvisers at the end had to take over her part of the interview until she got there. But who were also Good Place people. So as a fan of The Good Place, that particularly appealed to me. And then I think the next one that I listened to was John Hamm's episode called The Moon, which I thought was the impro was so like, I didn't mind the impro in the other one, but the impro scene in that one was so ridiculously funny. Plus I love John Hamm. Anyway,
who doesn't?
Yeah, like if you've got Paul F. Tompkins and John Hamm talking, that's an ear orgasm right
there. I'm so glad that John Hamm has found his comedic voice in the stuff that he's doing.
Yes.
Like Kimmy Schmidt and he's not just playing this generic dramatic actor anymore.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah. Oh, he's so funny. And it's quite funny because one of the future podcasts in our list, I also picked the John Hamm episode because I was like, yes, John Hamm. Because he's funny and he's funny to riff off. And it's usually the case with a lot of really good comedic actors, dramatic actors, is that when they find their comedic voice, it's good. Mm. So
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Is the one that comes from, or John Lithgow.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Like, yeah. And I loved it. Anything, you throw anything with Paul F. Tompkins at me and you know by now that I'm in.
Duly noted.
Duly noted.
He has just released a new podcast. I believe it's still on Stitcher Premium though.
How was it called?
It's called Freedom.
No, it is not still on Stitcher Premium.
Is it
I
not?
Am currently listening to
there
it.
There you go.
Yeah.
For
yes.
free.
For free. Yes. Spotify, I'm pretty sure is what it's on.
Cool. Wonderful.
So, yes, I was going to pop it on my list, but then I thought, well, I'm pretty sure Zane will pop it on his list at some point. So.
I haven't got on my list yet, but we'll see. And what about you, Patrick? Did you enjoy Spontaneous Nation?
I enjoyed it immensely. I downloaded Stitcher Premium for the 1 week trial so that I could go back into the archive and find the episode.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do that.
Which I'm glad you did. It was episode 4 called Savannah, Georgia.
I picked this one for you because I know you love the accent.
Yeah, I love it so much.
So why did you pick the one for me that I couldn't listen to because I didn't have Stitcher Premium?
I didn't know that you couldn't access this.
Yeah, I've already used my free trial. So
you just need to come up with a false identity that can do all of that.
Don't recommend that stuff. That's not good. don't rip off podcasters.
With Melanie Lynskey.
Oh, she's funny.
A New Zealand actress who I didn't know, but now I know her and now I like her because it was great. The intro monologue at the beginning was hilarious. And because I was using a different podcast app, it wasn't at my usual speed. And then I realized it was at normal speed. And I was like, I'm going to keep it here because this is really funny and I don't want to ruin it by speeding it up.
Yeah. I listened to it
at normal pace as I was cleaning the house. And I was like laughing out loud as I was cleaning the
bathroom. With your podcasts, when you're trying to cram information in your brain,
it's good.
Speed is good. But with comedy, timing is everything.
Yeah,
so you would fuck everything up by listening to it too fast.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't because it was the funniest podcast I might have ever listened to.
I think both myself and our listeners also thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so that's Spontaneity Nation. So we got 2.5 yeses this time. So if you haven't yet listened to I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend, hashtag We The People Live or Spontaneity Nation, check them out. Now, this week on Sunday is St. Patrick's Day.
Which means drinking.
Which means another themed episode. We've all picked a drinking themed
drink
podcast.
Adjacent, I should say.
Yeah, drink adjacent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who would like to go first?
I'll go first. I'm actually having a dry couple of days. By that I mean like 30-odd days.
I was like, days? You're already going to last a week?
Couple of 30-odd days of not drinking. So even though my podcast is called the Drunken Hours Podcast, it doesn't have a whole lot to do with drinking. There might be an occasional episode where the host and his guest get drunk because the host is Italian. His name is Daniele Bolelli. He's a professor of history and philosophy.
Daniele Bolelli.
It's fun to say.
He's got a great name and he's got a very lovely voice to listen to. It's mellifluous, poetic. this is a very Patrick podcast, I guess. It's history, philosophy, all those sorts of things. Politics, science.
You need to start a podcast called The Very Patrick Podcast.
Well, it would just be me recommending podcasts that are all the same.
In other words, you're cutting us out. What are you doing?
Yeah. I think I've just recommended that you guys listen to any old episode, really. I've given you a couple of ones that I like in particular. One is with my good friend Duncan Trussell, who I recommended in one of the earlier episodes. And then there's just ones where he doesn't actually get a guest on. It's just him and his co-host just riffing, telling stories, that sort of thing. I like the format.
Usually just like the two of them and then occasionally with a guest, or do they have set topics or do they just chat?
Occasionally with a guest, they chat. They have little sections. Sometimes he'll get his daughter in and she'll like tell a story or something and she's adorable. When I say format, I guess I mean the lack of format because it's kind of weirdly segmented sometimes.
Well, your favorite podcast is called Tangentially Speaking.
Yeah. I don't like formality. Sometimes, but not all the time.
Not all the time.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Yeah. Moderation in all things, including moderation.
Do you know what the drunken reference actually is?
He tells the reason behind naming the podcast in like the first or second episode, or maybe even in an episode of someone else's podcast where he's talking about launching his new podcast, which was years ago. I don't quite remember what he was saying. I think that the Taoist being being able to sort of go with the flow and walking the middle way and not getting bothered by too many things, and the drunken part being also having a good time. And it's the philosopher in him and the Italian in him, I guess, coming out.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Okay, well, we will listen to any old episode of that then.
Do it.
Okay, geez, don't look at me like that. So this week I am recommending, because I, you know, we have themes, but I still like my crime, everybody.
You do.
So it's my personal challenge to try and recommend something related to crime whenever we have a theme, because that's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So this week I'm recommending a podcast called And That's Why We Drink. Now, basically what this is, it's a paranormal / true crime podcast. So there's two girls that run it called Christine and Em. Em actually says in a couple of episodes that she used to be a paranormal investigator, which I find really interesting. And I'm not sure how much I kind of buy ghost stories and how much I don't. So sometimes I'll be listening and going, holy shit, that's terrifying. And then I'll be like, come on, that could be explained away by this, that, and the other. And then, so she also grew up in a small haunted town in Virginia. So small town ghosts is her thing. And then her co-host Christine apparently is a TV writer. And so one of them drinks boxed wine, which we call goon here. And the other one will drink a milkshake of some description. And basically the format of the podcast is they have a little bit of a chat, talk about why the world's shit and why they're being driven to drink that particular week. And then one of them tells a ghost story and one of them tells a true crime story. And then they drink through the whole thing.
And that's why,
why they drink, because the world is shit and shit is scary. And I quite like this podcast because it's got a very, for me, after listening to My Favorite Murder, I was looking for something that had a similar vibe to it, like a similar chilled chatting vibe. And so, you know, listening to each episode, I have a bit of a laugh along with them. So I've recommended a couple of episodes for you guys, specifically ones that I enjoyed. So it was episode 45, and I don't remember what any of these are about, but I've got numbers. So 45 and 78. But I also recommended episode 9 because there's a particularly hilarious bit where someone from Australia has written into them and told them that boxed wine is called goon over here, and there's a particularly hilarious misunderstanding as to what goon of fortune is. They're Americans and they don't get it because they've never seen a Hill's hoist.
True.
So they're like, what? So you like hang it on the clothes rack and then you spin the clothes rack? And I'm like, you guys don't know what a Hill's hoist spinning clothesline is. So they had no idea what was going on. It's quite funny.
Australian culture.
Yep. Our legacy is goon, everybody. So that is my boozy podcast. What is your boozy podcast?
Well, like Patrick, mine is not specifically about drinking, and nor do the hosts drink on it. However, it is usually about people who have drunk quite a bit and gone on to do things.
And what is this podcast called?
This podcast is called Dumb People Town.
Ah, that makes sense.
So it's hosted by Daniel Van Kirk and the Sklar brothers. So Randy Sklar and Jason Sklar. They're twin comedians. They have a few podcasts, or have had a few podcasts. They're big into sports and comedy podcasting and what have you. But basically, they just get a story, usually from Florida, because these things are reported more freely down
Florida
there.
Florida man, Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And go through reading about the dumb things that people are doing in the world. they have a really active social media presence. So a lot of their stories are actually submitted from people who have heard stories and sent them in. They play a few games with the stories, like telling the story, omitting like how old the person are, and then how they have to guess how old they are, or how much the dollar value of the damage that they did is another fun one. And really it is just three comedians talking about ridiculous.
So it's like the precursor to Darwinism, really, like the whole Darwin Awards.
They do try to steer it. I can't remember a story they've told that has resulted in death.
Yeah, hence the precursor. Yeah. Like it's the dumb shit people do before they end up doing the dumb shit that kills them.
Yeah. So it's really, there's no specific episodes that I'm going to recommend. You can just jump in on any episode.
Sweet.
And you'll probably hear a story about a drunk person doing a dumb thing.
Good to know. Good to know.
I love it.
Sometimes it's non-drunk people. Sometimes it's just really angry people. But mostly it's drunk people.
Yeah. Look, drunk people I prefer rather than angry people, because when angry people do things, it just makes me angry at them. When drunk people do dumb shit, you can laugh at them and not feel so bad about yourself as a human.
All right. Well, those are our St. Patrick's Day recommendations. So have a listen to them this week, celebrate on Sunday, and we'll be back with our reviews of them on Monday.
So hopefully you're not too dusty to be able to.
Just drink a lot of water, you know.
Yeah.
Try to avoid the green dyed beer, because I hear that dehydrates
you. Is that a thing?
Ooh,
I've never
seen that. It is.
Where
St. Patrick's
do they do
Day
it?
Green beer. I don't know.
Because I've been to pig and whistle on St. Patrick's Day. I didn't notice any green beer there.
Oh, you would think that's a green beer.
I've seen
hub.
It down the road. But I mean, this was pub down there
5 years
Irish
ago,
pubs?
So maybe I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe I was
maybe
very drunk.
Maybe you just don't remember. Unfortunately, Patrick won't be partaking, so that's a shame.
Yeah, I'm stone cold.
Hey, guys, before we go, one thing I did want to say that I secretly recorded my boyfriend reminded me about was the fact that, so they have this thing where instead of begging for people to like rate and review their show, they say, okay, well just give us 5 stars and send us and write your review as the latest text that your partner has sent you. Which for me, I wouldn't have any because I'm single, but I think that's a really cheeky kind of
clever way to get
clever
reviews.
So maybe if you guys want to tell us what podcasts we should listen to, maybe you should give us a 5-star rating and put in the comments of your review what podcasts we should listen to next, maybe.
I think that's a great idea.
It's a good idea.
Yeah?
Ripped. Yep.
Cheeky.
Yep. Sweet.
Practical.
Yep.
It's good for us. Yeah.
Convenient also, for you.
If you want to have your podcast featured on here, if you're listening and you have your own podcast, you can do so by getting in touch with us on any of our social media or on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. Or you can go to our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com/castology, and there's a form that you can fill out giving us all the information about your podcast. We can't guarantee that we will feature it, but we will definitely at least listen to it.
We'll think about listening to it.
No, at least I will listen to it.
Yeah, look, I'm recommending something next week.
Me too.
Has been, yay!
2 submissions next
Woo!
Week.
Hooray.
And pass the odd one out.
I haven't decided what I'm recommending yet.
All right. Well, thank you again for joining us. We have been your castologists.
Liz Best.
Patrick Shearer.
And Zane C. Weber. And we'll catch you next time. Keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
Bye.
What's your favorite TV show?
What's your favorite movie?
Do you think The Godfather is overrated?
Then you've tuned into the right place. I'm Shane.
I'm Josh.
I'm Chanstar.
And we're the Mighty Motion Picture Rangers. In-depth discussions on movies and TV. There's interviews, commentaries, and more top 10 lists than you can imagine. It's all available at the Mighty Motion Picture Rangers, available wherever you get your podcasts. Also available at thatsnotcanonproductions.com.